And we'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air from the For the Love of Art Fair. It's in South Bend at the Century Center. And that'll be March 4th and 5th of next year coming up. That'll be the ninth season, by the way, though our guest has done these for 13 years. But what we're talking about is also the chance for artists to still be part of that. Shereen Klein, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Esther.
I love the name, For the Love of Art.
Well, I definitely do this for the love. I mean, that's why I started it, was the fact that I do this because I love the arts. I love being around artists. I love learning about their process and just the energy that they bring to the show.
So how many artist slots do you have for the show total?
Well, we normally end up with 50 to 60 artists. And right now we have 15 openings.
Okay. And then this will be airing it, you know, at the end of this year and early next year. So you still have 15 openings, but then and then they're gone, correct?
But I still encourage you to reach out to me, because someone maybe had a change of plans, they're going on vacation, something happened in the family. So once in a while we have people that have to cancel, and we may have that medium open for you.
Okay. Now, do you obviously kind of personally curate this a little bit, so you're not just getting junk in the show, but what types of art and artists are you looking for a variety?
Well, I definitely do curate it. I go on road trips. And so like one of the road trips that I decided to take this summer was to Louisville, Kentucky and Lexington. So we have a dozen artists coming up from there. I'm always like, I'm looking for those artists that are like pushing the bar, thinking out of the box. But there's pottery and, you know, ceramics, sculptures. There's two stone sculptors coming this year. Photography, fine photography, like yourself, and paintings, jewelry. There's so many different mediums. I mean, we have pulp artists. Right? We have a paper artist. So, you know, makes handmade pulp and then paints on the paper. So I don't rule out mediums, because we have artists that they have their MFAs. So yes, they've maybe graduated with a Master's of Fine Arts, but also there are artists have learned something. They've taken something that they learned from a trade and they pursued a full-time, you know, to become a full-time artist. And then there's the outsider artist as well.
Excellent. So you've been doing this, well, for 13 years, but 9 years under that name. What drove you to do that? You kind of hit some of that, and do you do any art yourself?
I actually do. I'm very creative, but I don't have enough time half the time. I just don't have enough time to do something. Once a year, I try to put something together and enter in a juried show in Three Rivers, Michigan, which is coming up. The deadline is like January 1st. So if anyone wants to enter that juried regional in Three Rivers, Michigan, they're welcome to do that as well. I'm always open to share other opportunities with the artists, like with my show. Yes, it's my show. I created the show, but these artists, there's producers that and gallery owners that actually come to my show and recruit, or they're looking for, you know, artists to be spotlighted and show in their venue or their museum. So there's a lot of opportunities to be a part of For the Love of Art Fair.
What type of art do you collect?
Oh, wow. You wouldn't believe how full my house is, Esther. Yeah. besides wall art, 2D art, paintings, I actually collect some antique, like antique posters. I don't know. Glass art is my biggest thing. I love glass. A lot of Viking glass. Lalique. I have one little Tiffany I can say that I have. My house is full. It's definitely, I have a little dog, as you notice, but it's not a place for kids to play, unfortunately.
So is there something else you want to do? Like, would you want to expand to do like a second event during the year? I know this is a lot of work to put it together, but would you be interested in doing like a second event, or do you do some other events outside the big one?
I used to do 5 shows in the summer at one time. And then I decided to get away from the elements of rain, cold, wind, and all those things that comes with the summer events. that's when I decided to go indoors. And actually, it was Art Expo and SOFA that I went to visit Brabant. He inspired me. You know, he's never going to leave me. Okay. Joe and Brabant will never leave me, but because they always believed in me. But they invited me to a SOFA show. And I decided that I would take my show and do an indoor show, the same caliber, like the same caliber of SOFA, and at a 1/10 the size. However, the artist would represent themselves and they'd get 100% of their profit. All they need to do is pay for their booth, which my booth fee is very low. It's only $350 for a booth for a 10 by 10.
That's really an excellent, you know, price and great deal. And yeah, Brabant and Joe, what a wonderful pair. And I know you were very, very close to them. And it's kind of sad that we have lost them this past year, but you were right in there with them. So,
well, I'm hoping, just to let you know, that Leo Lenting, he hopes to come in, and we're probably going to show Brabant's work again at the 2023.
Oh, good. Good. I was hoping that was going to be part of it.
So we need to wrap up here in just a few moments here. So tell us again what you're looking for, the dates of the show, where it's at, and everything, Sri.
Okay. March 4th and 5th, South Bend Century Center. If anyone would like to apply, they can go to fortheloveofartfair.com. Make sure that's not the number four, but F-O-R, fortheloveofartfair.com. Or just reach out to me through Facebook. You can reach out through Shireen Johnson, because I checked that one more than my real name, Shireen Klein.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in Art in the Air Spotlight, Shireen Klein. And it's For the Love of Art Fair, March 4th and 5th. Thanks again for coming to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Best of luck so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the full one-hour Art on the Air program on Lakeshore Public Radio is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.